Hello.
Hello, my name is Ashanti, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm just calling because I don't know how you guys get a hold of my account, but you charged me yesterday. You tried to charge $54 and change, and you did charge last month the same amount. But that needs to stop, and you need to credit back the amount you charged last month.
Can I have your first and last name?
Mina, M-I-N-A.
And that first name, please.
M-I-E-M-A-D.
Can you spell that for me again?
E-M-A-D.
Can I have your zip code, please?
06078.
Could you give me your zip code one more time, please?
06078.
What was that last name again for me, sir?
It's Mina, M-I-N-A.
Can I have your last four of your card number?
Hold on. Eight, five, five, nine.
You said 8555.
The last one was 9, 8559.
Hello?
Yes.
Could your account be in another name? Because right now it's not coming up.
Can you re-say the first and last name?
E-M-A-D.
Mm-hmm.
M-I-N-M-I-M-A.
No, M-I-N-A, Mina.
About it.
Hello, sir. Hello.
Yes, I'm
yes.
here.
Do you remember the product that you ordered? The product that you ordered?
All what I got was a survey from Dick's, and I don't know how you got all my information, but it was for a cooler or something. Why is that so slow at your end? You just seem like you're talking every 5 minutes.
Hello, can I have the first six? Because I'm having issues finding your account. It's not coming up at all. So can you give me the first six of your card number?
What do you need from the card?
The first six of the card number.
The five what?
The first six of the card number. The first six numbers of the card number.
I don't understand. You're asking for the 5, 6? What is
the
that?
First six. The first six numbers. Like the first numbers that you see on the card, but I need six of those numbers.
Okay. 49, then 8559.
Could you repeat that for me?
498559.
Number was 498559.
Yes.
Alrighty, sir. So
yes.
So, do you remember how much you was charged?
Yes, 54. Let me give you the exact number.
And how did you receive this number?
That's the number on the bank statement.
Could you repeat that?
It's the number that's showing on the bank. 866-203-6954.
Just repeat that zip code for me.
$54. Okay. Your number is 866-203-6954. 6954, and it's coming as Growing Music. Okay, and you charge $54.95.
Can I have your zip code?
06078.
When were you charged, sir?
I'm sorry?
What day were you charged?
Yesterday, you tried. And then last month.
Did the charge go through?
For the yesterday one, no, the bank stopped it. Last month, went through. I'll give you the exact time. Hold on. It was on November 18. $54.95. And that's what you need to credit back.
Okay, so I was wondering, could you get another phone number for the from your bank assistant bank account? Because it's not pulling up in my system right now.
What other phone number are you talking about?
You have to contact
your number.
We have multiple numbers because each agent has a different number. This account is not your account isn't pulling up, so I was wondering if it could be another number.
You mean my phone number?
The account number, like the bank account on this. So you see where it says the number on the bank statement?
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, could you get another one, contact them, and see if it's another number?
Eight six six two zero three six nine five four is the number that the bank has given me for you.
Yes, sir.
And now you're calling from California number. I don't understand.
Yes, sir. I understand.
So, who are you? What kind of company are you? And how you got a hold of my information?
On the website, did you make a note for a callback?
Not the website. The number I called.
Yes, yeah, so you made for a callback, and when you made that callback, you put that on our list to call you back.
But who are you? The first number I called in was the number that's on the bank statement, and you're telling me that you can't find my information. How you get a hold of me to begin with? I meant my information and my card numbers.
Yes, sir. I don't have a hold of none of your information right now at all because you're not pulling up in my system.
What's your company name?
We're a third-party customer service. We have multiple merchants. We have more than one company.
This place, is called Growing Music. Are you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Right, so.
Yes, sir.
What am I supposed to do now? Now you got my information, you're charging my card.
Sir, I don't have your information. I don't have nothing. I don't have where your charges are showing up or anything right now. Your name is not popping up in the system. So I was wondering if you could call your bank account, your bank, and see if they have any another account number for you.
This is the bank number, though. The bank, the number I called to leave a message is the number showing in the statement. I was just at the bank this morning.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Let me get my supervisor. Alrighty, sir. So there is no account popping up in your name. So call your, you have to contact your bank and get more information from them. Once you do that, you are welcome to call us back. Thank you for calling customer support.
Hey, wait a second here.
Yes, sir.
Okay. This is the number I got from the bank. What are you talking about?
Yes, sir. We don't have an account in your name or number. Nothing is popping up when I put your information in.
Can you repeat the name and number one more time?
Imad. E-M-A-D. Last name is M-I-N-A. Number is 347-613-0551.
And what is the company I told you about, Growing Music?
Yes, sir. I can't pull up. We're a third-party customer service. I'm not able to see what your order or what part of the company that you ordered from unless I pull up your account. I'm not able to do that because your name is not popping up in our system. Thank you for calling customer support. Contact your bank and see if they have a different number or something on the account and call us back when you have that information. Thank you for calling customer.